I'm talking with Missouri State Agriculture Director Chris Chin. The EPA just announcing this week that they have a new re-registration for dicamba for 2 years. Missouri, of course, one of the states that has had taken action on a state level, but has also, you know, been really aware of what's going on and has had complaints over the past couple of years about off-target damage. Chris, what do you know at this point, and what is the process from here?
Well, you know, we really appreciate the thoughtful process that EPA put into listening to the stakeholders, farmers, ranchers, university scientists, to make sure that they had a thoughtful process moving forward. What we know right now is that EPA has laid out the guidelines for the companies on their labels. The companies are making their labels right now, and we expect to see a label mid-November. So at this point, we really don't know the details of a label. So we're waiting for the companies to get those to present it to us. At that time, we will evaluate it to see if there is a need for a state label or not. Right now, we know what the main changes have been from the EPA, but we still do not know all of the fine details. And so that's why we really need to wait to find, to see that new label for the three products to know what's exactly on it.
So would you, as an agriculture department, be looking for things that are similar to the state label that you've had over the past year to make sure it pretty well matches up with that?
You know, so we're going to be looking at what their changes are. You know, they have the cutoff dates for cotton at 60 days post-planting, and for soybeans at 45 days post-planting. But really, we need to see what more of the details are to know if these changes are going to address the needs that we had last year. And so, you know, we know one of the changes is everybody has to be a certified applicator. That was one of our 24C requirements last year, the mandatory education. That's still in there, we think. So there seems to be that there's a lot of similarities between our state label and the EPA label.
Okay, but like you said, wait till mid-November, we'll know more, and then Brownfield will be the first to hear from you guys, right?
Exactly. We will have you on speed dial.